And what a good thing to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. There can be no better place to be tonight. Amen. Than be in his house. You may be seated. Thank you. Take honor of extend greetings to host pastor, Pastor Kyle. Amen. Brother Cowell, who is instrumental in me being here tonight. Shooting, in fact, I travel from up north to do something in Florida and then to go back to Jamaica on Wednesday. And by talking to him, he decided that he wanted me to come and visit you tonight. And here am I giving God a praise. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Amen. It has never been easy getting before strange faces to minister the word. It doesn't matter how long you've been doing it. Amen. The human part of you sometimes do click in. But we give God a praise. I want to thank your pastor for giving me the privilege to come and minister to you. And as he mentioned of us building a church, I just tell a little story that, and the fact that you are in the process also of get a new assembly, a new church. There's nothing too hard for God to do. And sometimes we looked at situation and it looked like, God, this one is bigger than you. But there's absolutely nothing that God cannot do. And the thing that I know about God is never late. He's always on time. No matter how we think that God is delaying and it's not working out, God always turn up right on time. And I pastored a church for the past 30 years. And for some reason, where our church was located was not all that the most ideal place. But somehow I was walking past a piece of land one day and I saw this property, really nice property. I get out of my car and I walked on that property. I said, Lord, you said anything you set your foot upon, Pastor, it's yours. And the brethren of the church, they thought I was a bit crazy saying some things, but if the Lord said it, I'm going to accept it because I believe in our God. And when I did that, I put in the application for the property to the government. And boy, they gave me a runaround. For 6 years, they have me traveling from Trelawney to Kingston. But one thing I keep telling them, I don't care how long you frustrate me, I will always show up because the land is ours. Amen. Because I believe in God. And Pastor, after continually doing that for 6 years, they decided finally they're going to give us 1 acre. And when they gave us the first acre, the secretary said to me, Pastor, you better put in another application for some more acres. I put in at the same time another application for 3 more acres. And that 3 acres take 1.5 hours to approve. That's the God that I served. Amen. And I'm not even building a house for my glory. I tell the Lord in honesty, if after building it, he see fit to take me home, so be it. It's not about me. It's about the kingdom of God. And we are doing this because one of the things, apart from the sanctuary, to put up in along with that, or campsite, youth camp, sleeping facilities for our young people, because I believe they were spending too much money to go to youth camp, and many parents could not afford it. And I think the church has a right to do something about it. I refuse to allow our young people just to sit back and unable to attend camp while the church sit back and do nothing about it. So we decided to add that into it. And the church supposed to be holding anywhere between 800 to 1,000 people, while the camp can sleep over 300 plus. We didn't start with money. I don't know how we do it, Pastor, because we didn't build it with money. In honesty, when we started it, we're going to cost us somewhere close between 30 to 40 million Jamaican dollars. But we only have less than $1 million to start with. And somebody came and said, you cannot do this in 7 years' time. You'll still be building. I said, well, look at my God and watch how we're going to do it in 2.5 years. As I said, we did not have money, but we have faith. Faith we have. And Pastor, one of the strange things happened. One of the guys that, friends of mine, but we never seemed to agree on a number of stuff. So we didn't really talk a lot. I was praying that the Lord send me to him. I have to question the Lord if he really, in other sense, know what he's doing. You're sending me to the worst person. But the Lord said, go and talk to him. Amen. Sometimes God put your faith to test. But when I left out of his office, he gave me credit for $450,000. And I did not give him a cent. That's the God that we served. And I say to you tonight, this is a lovely place, but as Pastor said, this is not home. Amen. And one thing I know, that the God that we served is not a God who's going to leave us by ourselves. He's going to stand with us. And I'm challenging you tonight to start to release your faith. Don't look on the cost of the property. That's not your property. The cost is not your problem. The Lord will build his house. And all that we have to do is to find the property and watch God work out things for us. Oh, Chateau Massa. Amen. And that's a God that I serve tonight. Amen. I love God because I love to see God do the impossible. Some things that seems that we know that it can be done, we don't see much of God's work. But when we looked at situation that seems almost impossible, and you see God work it out, all that it does, it costs you to worship God some more. Oh, give God a praise. Amen. And I want you to pray with me that God will bless, amen, and use me for his service. I want to talk to you tonight in brief, amen. And the very thought of what do you bring with you. Amen. We all know the story of this woman that anointed Jesus' feet. And here was a woman that stand afar off. She was a sinner. And I was reading the scripture a couple days ago, Pastor, and it really take a grip on me. This was not a Christian. She was a sinner. And Simon invited Jesus to his house. And here was a woman who many people would have looked upon and abandoned her. Because there was not, our characters never seems to match up to what we would have classified as a good person. And most likely she would have been rejected. And I think possibly if she were to possibly walked in some of our churches today as an unsaved, we would not even pay much attention to her because of who she is. But there was something about this woman. She loved God. She was a sinner. But she loved God. Simon, whose house, who invited God in his house, never seems to care much about taking care of him. And I possibly want to believe that Simon wanted to be seen, wanted to recognize I invited him home. I take him home with me. And that was what impressed possibly Simon. But this woman stand possibly far off and see Jesus walked into Simon's house, and all that she had was the oil with her. And when Jesus walked into Simon's house, Simon did not pay no attention to take care of his physical needs. God was ignored. And most likely, they have a good talk, and everybody seems was to enjoy themselves that Jesus is in our midst. But here comes a woman. Oh, shut up. A sinner. I said, Pastor, we've got to be careful how we treat sinners. Shut up. We've got to be careful. Because this woman walked up as a sinner, walked in, she was not even worthy to look upon God's face. She never feel within ourselves that she's qualified to get close to him and looked in his face. So she stand behind him with a heart that was broken and with tears shedding. Oh, glory to God. This woman did something unusual. She bowed down with her tears. She washed his feet. With her hair, she wiped his feet. Now get this understanding here. Her hair was her glory. Oh, Koshalama. Her hair is a woman's glory. And this woman must have been saying, my glory is not important to the glory of God. Oh, hallelujah. What I have is not all that valuable, because Jesus deserves his glory. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. She recognized him as King and Lord and Savior, and many there did not recognize him. Oh, hallelujah. She emptied, she gave everything. And I don't know if we today in this world would have wanted to do that. Who would have bowed down, take your hair, get down before the Almighty, and washed his feet. Oh, hallelujah. All that she had was a box of oil. They had a box of oil. And that's what she brought. When you come to Jesus, what did you bring with you? You walked into his house. What did you take with you? Oh, hallelujah. Let me tell you, we may not have Jesus in his personal way, but brother, we can bring the worship with us. We can bring the anointing. We can bring fellowship in the house of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's something about church today that sometimes, Pastor, we just got to be so careful. Because a lot of us as church, it's like we have lost it. The anointing that's supposed to dwell in the house of God. The glory of God that's supposed to penetrate his house. It doesn't seem to exist as it should. Oh, hallelujah. And as a result, we are struggling to get the basic things done. Because we don't brought God with us when we came to his house. Oh, hallelujah. Because I believe in this day and age, the anointing supposed to dwell in his house. That when we get here, we can feel his Shekinah glory. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord.
calling on us to get back to the basic. We need to bring more than we are bringing to God. Hallelujah. This woman gave all that she had. Hallelujah. And while others were criticizing, and let me tell you, every time you decided to make a move for God, there's somebody who's going to try to bring you down. Nobody see you when you were nobody. Nobody understand when you were struggling. Nobody seems to recognize when you're passing through your storm. Oh, hallelujah. But during those moments, you spent time searching for Jesus. I don't know how long this woman has sought for him. But when she found him, she was giving him everything that she had. Oh, give God a praise. Hallelujah. Let nobody stop you from pouring out and give all to Jesus. He deserves all that you have. Oh, hallelujah. I remember Pastor when I was young, and first being appointed in an office, and my appointment was a youth leader who was there to tear you apart was a deacon. And I tell her, it hurts. Because if anybody you expect to stand with you would be the deacon. But it's the deacon that was tearing me apart. But I decided in my mind that I've got to prove deacon wrong. And you know what? A couple years after leading the youth department for 6 years, decided to resign. They begged me to stay on. And I become a counselor to the deacon. Let nobody discourage you when you come to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When God is about to lift you up, there's going to be some criticism. Somebody's going to exercise you. Because all that some people see about this woman, that she was a sinner. But what God saw is that somebody that loved them. Oh, glory to God. While they were talking, I said, pour out your heart and let the anointing lift you up and watch God working out for you. She came empty, but when she was leaving rejoicing because she gave it all to Jesus. Nothing that you have must ever value over the anointing of God. Oh, Shatomosa. Hallelujah. We've got to fight these days to maintain our sanity in God. It's a struggle. And I don't care whether you are in the United States or Jamaica, we are serving the same devil, same God, and the same devil. He never changes. And doesn't matter where you are, that old devil decided he's going to rip you apart. But because we have the anointing with us, Chateau, the power of God will sustain us in the midst of your test. Oh, hallelujah. Your test is not forever. It's seasonal. Oh, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. And if you stand up With God's anointing, you can back your way through. Oh, glory to God. Because the thoughts are greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh, give God a praise. Oh, give God a praise. Give it all to Jesus. Let God fight your battle. Oh, hallelujah. And then the scripture said that the weapon of a warfare, they are not carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down of the stronghold. Brothers and sisters, we are going to fight. Oh, glory to God. Don't hold back on anything for God. Give God all that you have. Oh, praise the Lord. When you get to church, give him true worship. Oh, hello, Shalama. When you get in here to praise him, I don't care what others think. Give God your praise. Praise your way through. Worship through it. Oh, Lord of mercy. Whenever you're going through your struggles in life, don't stay far from the presence of God. Shadow. Whenever you're facing adversities, get as close as you can to God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. When you are facing depression, because the devil came many times to depress you. Hallelujah. And I don't believe as any child of God must live in depression. It's a spirit that's come from hell. Oh, hallelujah. And the Lord has given us authority over every spirit of depression. But during that time, when you come into his house, what you brought with you is your worship. If there's anything that the devil do not love to see God's people do, it's to worship him. Oh, hallelujah. Worship will change the environment. Worship will breadcrumb the presence of God. Worship will take us to another level. And that's what the devil do not want us to do. Oh, hallelujah. I'm a worshiper. And Well, I'm not that young anymore. So I'm kind of a bit slowing down. Because you know people said age is a number. Well, I don't say that. I said age is a reality. Because in truth and in fact, when I was much younger, I could do some crazy stuff. I mean, I could preach all week and nothing happened. I can't manage it anymore. I can't preach like all those young boys them do now. They'll run on down all the floor. I tell them, my God, I can't manage that anymore. Those days are gone. Amen. I'm pretty close to my 60. So, age is an effect. But one thing age did for me was give me the knowledge and wisdom of God. Oh, shut up. That the more you grow, it's the more knowledgeable you become of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. So when I stepped into my worship, hello, Shatama, and when I stepped into the house of the Lord, I'm not just coming as a show. I'm coming to give God praise, to worship him, and to exalt his name, and to lift him up. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes, brethren, we've got to change even our very seat in the house of the Lord, because some distracting spirit will come right beside you in church. Some people that never want to talk until the preacher is ready to preach. And the moment you decide that you're going to worship God, somebody is ready to talk something. I keep telling him, shut up. Oh, shut up, sir. Because my purpose of being here is to worship God. Because that's all that I have to give. I don't have anything else to give to the Lord. Oh, glory to God. All that I have is my worship. That's what I brought with me to church. Oh, glory to God. And when I give my worship and leave it out, I leave with a blessing. When I leave it, the Lord can say, you are blessed. Let me tell you, you can worship yourself into forgiveness. You can worship in yourself into a new environment. You can worship yourself to another level. Because that's all you have. That's all you have to give God. Oh, hallelujah. And I don't care what men will say. And I want to challenge this church tonight because we are living a time where worship seems like it's almost a back page thing. And a lot of people, if they see you start to get radical, they start to question who you are. And we have some brothers in our church. They get crazy sometimes. And they don't know how to be seated. They take the church and they'll run all around the place. Oh, shut up, sir. After said to them a couple days ago, when a new church is built, I see how you're gonna keep running all them long distance. But when you get excited about God and willing to give God what you have, distance is not a problem. Era is not a problem. Because it's not just about you. It's about the Spirit of God that lives inside of you. Oh, give God a praise. Oh, hallelujah. We can break up the plan of the enemy. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, if we just worship Him. Because that's our purpose. We are created for this. Can I take 10 more minutes? Let me tell you something. You better understand the purpose why you are born. Did you know that the reason why you are here on earth is to worship God? When God created the devil and created man, the devil sinned. God threw him out of heaven. God created man to replace the devil. And when the devil looked on and see that man was in his place, he get mad. You are standing in the place where the devil want. The devil want to get back where you are. And that's why he's fighting so much. And that's all that God asks of you is to worship Him. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And when the devil looked on and see your worship and the anointing that comes with it, he get mad. But I've got word for the devil. I refuse from give up my place. I refuse from give up my worship. Oh, Lord of mercy. I will praise Him. I will exalt Him. I will lift Him up on high. Because that's all that I have to give. I have nothing else more to give to God than my worship. And the devil want to take it away from us. And he want us to sit down in comfortable. And to tell us that we are not going to make it. And sometimes he brought on sickness for you to slow you down. But I tell the devil all the time, sickness is just one means for me to worship God. Sickness is not an hindrance. And a lot of people, if they ever get sick, oh Lord, they're finished with church. And they looked at God and they questioned, God, how dare you, God, allow me to sick? Because if you love me, God, this would never happen to me. But I liked when the devil made me sick, if it seemed cost it. Whatever cost it, because that only going to cost me to pray, seek God's face some more, and worship God the more. And I can tell you this tonight, that I'm a product of God's divine healing. I should have died like 30 years ago. I'm still here. I have kidney problem that was messed up. And they thought I would not get healing, but God healed me, and I'm still here. I should not be walking because my knees were messed up. And what the doctor said they were going to do, I said, no. If the doctor can, so can God. I'm still here walking. And I can tell you this tonight, just about a couple weeks ago before I left Jamaica, all the muscles in my arm here were torn up. I could not move my arms, couldn't do anything with it. And I prayed and God touched my arm, but it was not complete. I fast every Tuesday for people. And while I was fasting Tuesday and praying, I started praying. I felt my hands started to move. God's power came down. Touch my arms. Heal my body. Oh, shadow. And I start to worship. Because I said, God, that's what I have to give you. The devil tried to mess it up. But look what God did. I've got to give God a praise. I've got to worship him. Oh, hallelujah. He's worthy of all my praise. Oh, glory to God. Somebody said, lift up your heads, holy gates, and lift them up. He everlasting doors. Let the King of glory come in. Who is this King? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. The weapon of our warfare. They are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. For the pulling down of the stronghold. But Job, that's all I have. I give it all to you. And that's my worship. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I don't need to get into church to worship God. I don't need to hear a preacher to worship God. I don't need to be among the saints to worship God. I can worship him at any time, anywhere, anyhow. That's my purpose. Oh, shit. I've been here is to give God the praise. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody put it like this. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, then my soul, glory to God, my soul cries out hallelujah. Oh, hosha. That's all I have to give to the Lord. And that's my worship. I will praise you, God. In the midst of my situation, I'm going to praise you. I praise you in the morning. I praise you at new time. I praise you at night. I praise you in all situations. God, that's all I have to give to the Lord. It's my praise. Oh, hallelujah. 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 David was a crazy worshiper. I think the word Barak, the dance clamorously foolish. And when David started to worship God, don't his wife thought he was crazy. But when David recognized the greatness of God, and saw the glory of God and the heart coming home, You did not have a choice than to worship. Can I tell somebody here tonight? Your heart is coming home. Oh, hallelujah. Your heart is coming home. Your struggles is about to be over. God is about to take you to another level. Oh, hallelujah. Because they that wait upon the Lord, hallelujah, God is going to renew your strength. And you shall be mounting up with wings like eagle. Oh, hallelujah. We do know that there are times in your lives when you did not have a testimony because you have been battered and bruised by the situation. Your hurt is still on the inside. And I want to tell you that I recognize that there are so many of us in church. We are just going through the motion, but we are hurting on the inside. There's so much pain on the inside. Our pillows at night are wet because of internal pain or other spirituality. But I want to tell you that God has heard your prayers. And I don't know, but I'm talking to a spirit here tonight. That God have heard your prayers. The fact that you keep giving to God in the midst of your situation, when the Lord has come and he's going to lift you up and you shall experience the glory and the wonders of God. God is in the process right now. I'm doing great things for you. Because you give all that you have. Oh, hallelujah. Don't let nobody shut down your worship. Don't let nobody shut down your praise. Don't let nobody talk you out of doing the right thing. Oh, hallelujah. It may not to your neighbor liking. They may never be able to understand. But someone said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, then my soul cries out. Hallelujah. Alo shato komana. Undaramu asheko. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, church, let's worship our way through it. Hallelujah, the praise and the worship. When God see worship and praise, he will cause God to react. Oh, hallelujah. Your praise will get you into the presence of God. All that you have may be just a little oil, but that's all that you have. Well, you got to give it to Jesus. We don't have literal oil tonight, but we have the oil of praise. And that's what we're going to give to the Lord tonight. We're going to worship him. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hello, Chateau. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord God. Hallelujah. I love Jesus. I love the Lord, I love the Lord, I love you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Give it all to Jesus, give it all to him. Give God all that you have. You don't have to be righteous, you can worship your way into righteousness. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. When God see worship and see those that come after him, I want to tell you that God will respond to you. Go, Chateau. As I prepare to close this service, can I ask somebody here tonight, do not let your failures Do not let your failures become your stumbling block. Because a lot of time, Pastor, we failed. And our failure becomes our stumbling block. So we're not able to move on. Let me be honest with you. I can't speak for Pastor. But I've got to be honest with you. I've got so many failures. If I could count the many times that I failed God. But I look back on my failures. And I make them stepping stone. And not hindering blocks. And even since I'm a pastor, I failed God. Because I'm not going to give an impression that I'm always on the mountain. Some people will give that impression. I want to be honest in all my ways to God. But one thing I've learned, that I serve a God who's kind, loving, and forgiving. I serve a God who's understanding and caring. And he said, if you sin, you come to him. I'm telling this because I'm speaking to somebody here tonight. I'm praying to close. If you sin, don't feel that hope is gone. I had a strange experience some years ago. A young miss came to me as a pastor. And Pastor Kyle, it was a struggle how to deal with it. Brother, she came to me and said, Pastor, I have sexual sin. And it break my heart. And literally, the natural for some people to do is just to put them to sit down. And I struggled what to do. I didn't know what to do. I said, God, I need direction. And the Lord put in my spirit, she came to you because she repent. And because she repent, that's why she came. She did not have to. And I counseled her. She was not filled with the Holy Ghost. I think about the following week, God filled her with the Holy Ghost. Her repentance led to her infilling of the Holy Spirit. I'm not giving you a license to sin. That's not what I'm doing. Because some may never get a chance to come back with you purposely. But what I'm showing you, that if you have failures in your life tonight, bring it to the Lord and give God your worship. And God will heal you. Oh, hallelujah. If you're struggling that bad, you don't know how to deal with it, there is a pastor. That sometime we need our spiritual leaders. We can talk with them. Because if you give God everything, healing has come to you. And tonight God is healing a broken heart. Somebody have carried it for too long. You have been struggling with it for too long. But the Lord has come to your help. In spite of all that the devil is telling you, God is here tonight. And all that he asks you, give me your worship. And the fact that you have done that, you could have left the church. You could have turned back and gone on the road. But you're still here. Well, I want to tell you, God is about to bless you. Your season of blessing has arrived. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, lift your hands and give God a praise. Hallelujah. 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 That's all that you have tonight to give. Because you have been dried up. But all that is left you have is your worship. That's all that is left. Everything is dried up. But you bring that to the Lord tonight. Your worship. God has honored you. Tell you that your sins are forgiven. You may now go in peace. You came tonight to church broken, but you're going to leave tonight rejoicing. Yeshotokoma. The devil is a liar. And upon the authority of the Holy Ghost and the power of the name of Jesus, I break the curse. Otoshekumasa. I take authority. Oh, hallelujah. And tonight, my spirit agreed tonight with you that you shall be delivered. I approach the throne of grace. I stand in the presence of the King of Kings. And I carried you in my spirit before the Almighty God. And I present you before God. And his anointing will flow upon you tonight. And you shall return with glory. Hallelujah. And your battles and your struggles is coming to its close. The Lord is blessing you right now. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I've taken my seat, but I just feel like worship God because I felt that God is doing something right now. I just felt that spirit of God just doing something above the whole. Oh, shato mosha. Hallelujah. Oh, koshero baba sateko mama mada. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Healing has come. Breakthrough has come. Deliverance has come. Oh, glory to his name. When we give it all to Jesus, then God has no choice, my brother, than to bless. Because that's all he asks of you to do is to worship him. And when you give it all to him, God in turn is going to bless you. I blessed you with the blessing of the Lord. I leave you with God's anointing power. That from this day onward, a new experience shall befall upon you. This is the word of God. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Let's stand to our feet. Come on, stand to your feet and praise the Lord. Begin to give praise to the King. Give praise to the King.